This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Let's pause for a moment to observe that the 2014 congressional elections are still more than 9 months away. Should you happen to live in a state, however, where the race for a Senate seat is going to be close, say Louisiana or North Carolina, Election Day might feel a whole lot closer. Political advocacy groups are pouring millions of dollars into those races, running ads early, really early, and running them counter to conventional wisdom that it's a better investment to air those ads closer to Election Day. Marketplace's David Gura has the story.
Citizens United and super PACs changed things. Whit Ayers is a Republican political consultant.
I'm not sure there is conventional wisdom anymore.
And that's thanks, in part, to outside spending. It used to be groups wouldn't spend a dollar now because they were worried about running out later. Well, nowadays, there are many more dollars, and that has changed the economics of campaigning.
This is a whole new world of politics where there is certainly no cookbook on how to do things right.
Ayers says conservatives see an opportunity to make the Affordable Care Act the defining issue of 2014.
It makes a lot of sense, from my perspective, to strike while the iron is hot.
And that is what an organization called Americans for Prosperity, backed by the Koch brothers, is doing. Tim Phillips is the group's president. I reached him in Montana, where he just announced a $1.8 million ad buy.
We're determined to make Obamacare front and center the number one issue for the American people.
Phillips says so far his group's strategy has been to use politicians' words against them.
They told us the lie of the year.
If you like your health care plan, we'll be able to keep your health care plan.
And Congressman Bruce Braley kept telling it.
The ads like that one are running in a handful of states. So far, Phillips says Americans for Prosperity has spent $22 million.
And we expect to spend substantially more than that in coming months.
Steve Jarding managed Democratic Senate campaigns before he became a professor at Harvard. He says Democrats are in a tough spot.
They could spend early money to try to compete with this and actually run out of money late.
That's not something Republicans have to worry about. Jarding says before long, we'll be inundated by ads.
Pretty soon you have ads going essentially year round, year after year.
And that is what groups like Americans for Prosperity want. Its president says the organization will keep at it after the election is over. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.